You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. According to a press release from the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, on Sunday, June 1st, at approximately 6:15 a.m., the Taylor County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a 911 call reporting a one-vehicle crash on Gibson Drive, north of Stetson Avenue, in the town of Little Black, Taylor County. The call reported that there was a severely injured male subject who appeared to have been ejected from the vehicle. Taylor County deputies, along with Medford EMS, Stetsonville First Responders, and Stetsonville Fire Department, were dispatched to the scene. Emergency responders found a black Dodge Ram 1500 pickup truck overturned onto its roof, with extensive damage to all areas, located in the east ditch of Gibson Drive. Nearby, a male subject was located outside the vehicle and was determined to be deceased. Preliminary investigation indicates the Dodge truck was traveling northbound on Gibson Drive at a high rate of speed when it veered into the east ditch, struck a driveway embankment, and became airborne. The vehicle then landed in a field where it overturned and came to rest on its top. Based on the preliminary investigation, it appears that speed and alcohol were factors contributing to the crash. There were no other occupants in the vehicle at the time of the crash. This incident is still under investigation. Summer has arrived, which means the Park Falls Community Pool will be opening. The pool will open Monday, June 9th, and registration for swim lessons is June 5th and 6th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the community pool. An amazing team of lifeguards is super excited for a great year at the pool, and they can't wait to ensure you and your kids have a safe and fun summer. They'll be featuring things such as lap swimming, water aerobics, along with many other fun events over the summer. For more information, you can find them on Facebook under Park Falls Community Pool. Once again, Monday, June 9th, the Park Falls Community Pool will be opening, and June 5th and 6th, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the pool, are the times to register for swim lessons. Three Northeast Wisconsin students have placed in the top 0.5% of students in the country. Lisa Hale has more.
One Oshkosh West High School junior did what less than 0.25% of American students can do each year. He achieved a perfect score of 36 on his ACTs. Roman Stonick credits his hours of studying and participation in the math team with his success. Two of his classmates, Aria Bowler and Samuel Kirshner, each earned an impressive score of 35. All are outstanding academic achievements and place the students from Oshkosh among the top students nationwide.
The Wisconsin DNR is currently running a study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. That's right, it's panfish. They started tracking their population in 2019 and expect to wrap up the study by next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish as well as helping with their own field studies. The goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the drop of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to help protect them. The City of Park Falls has released its events calendar showcasing several upcoming events, including such things as June 14th, the Trail Twister Fun Run with the Fifield Lions, June 21st, NCCU Member Appreciation Day, and St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day, and June 20th through the 22nd, the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. For more information on these or any other events going on, you can find the events calendar at parkfalls.com/events/calendar, or post it on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Summer weather is about to strike. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how hot it's about to feel.
Average temperatures in the month of May in Wisconsin start around 60 degrees and by the end of the month wind up slightly above 70. However, the jet stream is lifting north into Canada and it's bringing the warm southern air with it. This means not only will the air temperatures rise well above normal, but the humidity is tagging along too. Dew point temperatures. Well, the best way to describe them is to think of it as the moisture in the air. 50s feels fine, 60s is starting to get sticky, and 70s is uncomfortable. Dew points are expected to hit the mid-60s in places west this weekend and become more widespread on Monday. You'll notice it start to feel a bit more muggy, and by the middle of next week, dew points spike to the mid-70s. You'll start to sweat sooner than you'd think, and it's usually uncomfortable conditions for most people. be sure to stay hydrated and stay cool, especially because the air temperatures are going to rise to the mid-80s to near 90. We should get temporary relief on Saturday and Sunday, June 7th and 8th, which is perfect timing and coincides with Wisconsin's free fun weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich, hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough, but yeah, I assume, hopefully.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
Before this week, I was worried that I wasn't really going to play decent golf for a while because it felt like it was so far away. So this just feels huge, and I'm so happy. You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. Hey-ho, jazz fans! It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Day, Huff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in Northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink. Especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. If you're looking for some good tough guy TV and like mobsters, here's one of Pete's picks. Definitely check out Mobland. I reported a few weeks ago that I enjoyed the first episode, but the Guy Ritchie episodic on Paramount Plus is really well done, and the plot escalates every week. The show stars Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren, who I am actually scared of. New episodes of Mobland drop every Sunday on Paramount Plus. Well, it's finally happened, fellas. The dream is real. Now you can smell like Sydney Sweeney. That's right. The star of Euphoria and Anyone But You has partnered with a soap company to incorporate her bathwater into the bar of soap for your, washing pleasure. I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but I don't think guys are buying that soap so they can smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I think they are buying it to, well, tune into Nightlight tonight and find out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and breezy with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Showers and thundershowers tonight and tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.